Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from the Pullman Hotel, OB, outdoor broadcast. We're here for the deadly conference here of the National First Nations Elders Wellbeing, Greater Choices for Aged Care Conferences, and for mental health and also prevention of suicide. Look, very important conversation. Good yarns here. And fantastic opening this morning. It's a two-day conference. I'm going to talk to the organiser, owner of the business, ICS, which is Indigenous Conference Services. And that's the man himself, Thomas Callaghan. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm okay, my brother.
Before we start, Uncle Tom, who your mob were you from?
Well, my mob's Birrapai, which is Tari area, mid north coast New South Wales, Kempsey, Dungutty area, which is the next town over, split by the Manning River and the Hastings River.
And you base yourself here in Cairns on Yidinji country?
Yeah, we
are. Living here now and running businesses?
Yeah, we opened a new office here about 3 years ago. We have offices in both Hervey Bay in Australia, Cairns, and the Gold Coast.
Yes.
We have different conferences. We also run International Conference Service, which is mainstream conference services. Not saying that Murray's can't come along to it, but they're 97%.
You sound like a franchise. Do you want fries with that? You got offices everywhere, brother.
Yeah, we got a couple overseas, one in Fiji, one in Cebu in the Philippines, and February we should have the new one in Hawaii.
So when you talk about your deadly company, Indigenous Conferences Services, acronym ICS, you could say it's a 21st century yarning circle. You get mobbed together from all different industries, so we have conversations and talk about the plan ahead, no matter what industry.
Yeah. Working with First Nations people all around the world for approximately the last 30 to 40 years.
Good on you.
We've found that many organisations or many First Nations people, no matter which country they come from, when they've been invaded at some time in the past, conquered or franchised out by other international countries, such as Great Britain and all the rest of them, I won't go into all that, but
sure.
The issues are very similar. It's like if they're modus operandum was always, you know, destroy the culture first, then destroy the family life, and then implant religion on of their choosing on top of the mobs. So, you know, things like stolen generations' children's,
yes,
stolen wages, which we hear about a lot, deaths in custody, all the rest of it. I can assure the listeners in Australia that these issues are just as prevalent in New Zealand, America, Canada, Mexico, Philippines,
yes,
Fiji. Most countries what's been colonised by another non-Indigenous group.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why it's so important that we have conferences as such, because when we're talking about black on black, and our mob getting together, Yarni, and we have, and love and respect to our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters who are working in different fields and different professions, at the table as well. The old phrase, high tide rises all ships. We need to get it together, and conferences becomes the Yarni circle in regarding moving forward. It's very, very important, and it's great that you've taken on the opportunity as a business entity.
Yeah, when we first started the business all them years ago, we looked at conferences, what were being organised, and most of the time they were organised by the peak bodies or the national bodies.
Or the organisations themselves, yes.
The organisations.
Mm. You take that pressure off them.
Well, we do. We take that pressure off them. But the other thing it does do by us running the conference, it opens up a whole new spectrum, like closing the gap health issues, for instance.
Yep.
It allows the peak bodies to develop their workforces and instead of just running one conference for 3 days or 4 days, which is hard for people to get away from work.
Sure, yes.
Our conference is 2.5 days.
Yeah.
And they're more specific, like the elders conference this time, and also the suicide prevention conference. Now, why we run two conferences together at a time, a lot of the issues cross both gender, age,
exactly.
And, you know, there's many juvenile justice, for instance, we always run a deaths in custody conference as well, so people can go to, they're not interested in 2 days of just listening to people talk about the problems they have.
Yes.
Our conferences look at issues that they can pick from other organisations.
Sure.
Oh, I can use that back
exactly,
at home.
Exactly. You know, and there we find solutions.
Yeah. We don't believe in reinventing the wheel. We don't need to, but what we can do is put more air in the tyres so we can go down the road a little bit easier all the time.
To Daily View Mob, just tuned in. Tuned in National Talk Black with Trinity Turp, Murray from the Curry, here at the Pullman Hotel here in Cairns. Outdoor broadcast with Bummer Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. Having a deadly yarn with the owner of the company, ICS, Indigenous Conference Services. And we have the National First Nations Elders Wellbeing, Greater Choices for Aged Care Conferences, as well as Mental Health and Suicide Prevention. So, look, like three-pronged spears is what we're talking here, different industries, but they all cross paths, you could say, as Tom, you did mention. So, it's like an All Blacks football carnival. The men are black people that turn up and all the different colouring and regarding their shirts and their businesses, what have you.
Yeah.
It's a great platform.
You know, like many of our communities, for instance, and this is only an example and it's not pointed at anything or anyone or
sure.
any organisation, they apply, see this new funding, what's available, so they dive in and go chasing it and if they're successful, then they try to build a program around the submission, whereas here with us, they can pick the best part. If it's a suicide prevention program they're trying to set up, for instance,
yes,
you know, the speakers we have, they can say, okay, that's how he did that, we can use that,
yeah,
and
exactly.
bring it all together.
It becomes a smorgasbord table. Take the information, take what you like, flush the rest, and use that information to better yourself or better your organisation.
And it further allows us as an organisation, and probably a lot of my passion in it, is specific issues such as diabetes. There's quite a few diabetes conferences around the place, but they're white fellas with a bit of black fellas added in there.
Sure,
the mix.
Token blacks, you could say. Well,
maybe not. They mean well.
Sure,
but they don't know how to reach the mob for a start.
Well, black on black is what we're talking here.
Yeah.
The best ingredient.
Yeah, and, you know, it, as I say, it allows us to focus on, like, there's a National Health Workers Conference, which the mob organise themselves, and they look at more like things, they have a bit of medical stuff in there,
sure.
but they look at, like, conditions and further development. Their industry is Aboriginal health workers, for instance, where we deal with the specific, for want of a word, disease or specific areas.
Sure. In depth, you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we as First Nation people, we as black people, we've got the solutions to our problems.
Yeah.
We just need to have that yarn and that focus and steer the ship forward. And that's what ICS, Indigenous Conference Services, was what you guys do, is create that yarning circle, that table.
Yeah. And, like, that's the way we did it in the old days. Granted, we
Exactly.
These days we have jet planes and trains, buses and all that sort of stuff to get around.
Check into the hotel and have a yarn.
And we deserve the opportunity to explore our own future our own way.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we do that every day.
Mm.
Now, not everything at a conference or one of our conferences will give you the answers to everything.
Sure.
But even if it says, well, that's no good for us, well, that's one thing you know not to try.
Or yeah, exactly.
You know.
Well, you only know what you know.
Yeah.
So come to the table with an open mind. Now, ICS Indigenous Conference Services, running for 30-odd years. Tell us about your team, your staff. I know you've got two young boys at the end of the moment doing learning and the IT stuff and
the IT
technical stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about your staff and how they're travelling.
Well, first of all, we're just not an Australian company anymore. About 10 years ago, we branched out into international stuff, working mainly in the field of medical tourism, taking people overseas for plastic surgery, dental and all that type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These days it's probably 95% dental, where in the early days it was probably 90% plastic surgery, and it was the ladies going over or the men going over to become ladies.
I like what you did
ladies.
With your cheeks and your lip there, brother. Looks good.
Yeah, pretty. I can't find somebody to share it with these days. But anyway. But wife would have
here you have the vehicle.
So, yeah, we have offices in the Philippines, in Cebu in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Just opened one in Nandi in Fiji. One in February opening in Hawaii.
Mm.
And one in Phuket in Thailand.
Yes.
We do a lot of stuff throughout Asia and Canada. We actually, besides our conferences, which we fund ourselves, we don't go to government for funding.
Mm-hmm.
We approach organisations, or we have organisations, community controlled or government, approach us and say, will you organise this conference for us? And we do it on a contract basis. Or a lot of times with community groups, we'll partner with them and we'll fund the conference ourselves. And work it from there. I'm pleased to say last year was the first time we'd ever had to, besides COVID sort of abolished dulled industry everywhere, and not just our industry. Last year was the only time we ever had to postpone a conference, and that was because of cyclone here in Cairns. We had to postpone it 2 days before, and we already had people here. So the staff, there's myself who's has been trying to retire for many years
now. You want to hand the baton over?
For the third time, but
yeah,
anyway, we'll get there eventually one day. There's my wife, Lisa, who's Lisa Marie.
Big shout out to Lisa, does a fantastic job, yes.
She's the nuts and bolts behind everything these days. She's a First Nations lady from Davao in Philippines.
Okay.
More pieces of paper and letters after a name than the alphabet's got upside down and back to front. Four or five different degrees.
You just call her boss, brother. Call her boss.
Yeah. I've heard you say before, you just jump out high. Your wife tells you to jump and you ask, when can you come down?
Thank you. Say, how high? Well, don't come down until she tells me to.
Yeah, well, I started going up about 20 years ago when we first met, and I'm
still
waiting for that down. Message to come back down.
She's love and respect that woman. Big then, shout out.
Mikey, my second youngest son, is down in...
A family affair, yep.
Yeah, he runs the office down in Surfers Paradise.
Yes.
Gold Coast.
Yes.
He does all our tech stuff besides. He's a computer engineer.
Yes.
Again, very, very driven. Just about to get married too, I'm told.
Oh, there you go.
A bit I'm late, told. But I got told eventually.
Dad's the last to know.
Yeah, so, and then we got the Philippines office with the girls over there, Broadley, who works for us here. We're heavily involved in the Disabilities Network of Queensland. We actually started it up.
Mm.
It was originally auspiced by Disabilities Queensland, which was a non-Indigenous organisation.
Yes.
Let's say the divorce was like most divorces, never pretty, never happy, and still issues after the divorce. So, but so that organise broadly does all the stuff with the disabilities network. I'm pretty passionate about it, so we're funding the network ourselves at the moment till we get our first funding.
Yes.
We've been told we're going to get it, but, you know, as they say, you never got it until the money's in the bank.
Yeah, there it is. Yes, right. That's right. Fantastic. Well, look, thank you for your yarn. Congratulations. Here we have a two-day conference, National First Nations Elders Wellbeing, Greater Choices for Aged Care Conferences, and also we're talking about mental health and prevention of suicide. Fantastic to be yarning with you, and to the Pullman Hotel, thank you very much for hosting us. All the best, my brother, and we will yarn soon.
All great, and I'd just like to thank BBM and the team. They've supported us all Beautiful. The way through.
Yes,
and
thank
getting
you.
The messages out, they do a fantastic job. If we can just get the host to grow some hair, we'll be...
Yeah, thank you. There you go. Right. That's right. You had to go there, didn't you?
Well, it was nice talking to you. It's a bit Thomas. Hard when you're sitting right
Matty,
under
Matty,
the light.
Cut his mic, Matt.
It's a bit hard to Matty, when the light's straight above me and I can't look the theme from the polish. But, yeah.
Especially with dark glasses on when we're talking.
Great job.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate your support as well. All the best, Thomas. We'll talk soon.
No problem.
All right, thank you. There you go. Verbal diarrhea, that lad. There he is, mouthing off about my bull yet, but that's okay. I know where he lives. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, live outdoor broadcast at the Pullman Hotel here in Cairns, Abbott Street. We're here for the Deadly National First Nation Elders Wellbeing Greater Choices for Aged Care Conference, as well as Mental Health Conference, and also Suicide Prevention Conference. Fantastic. Three-pronged spear, but beautiful conversations and all connected in so many ways. Stay tuned. Your daily live outdoor broadcast here on BBM 98.7 FM via NERS, National Radio Service, with your baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
By the river, so I can take you by the hand, hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait. Can lay beside the ocean, fire now right, and the hammock on our left, and the waves at our feet, and the stars will be the only lights that we see, for the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire plays. Listen, listen, listen.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Pullman Hotel. We're here for the National First Nation Elders Wellbeing Graded Choices for Aged Care Conferences, mental health, and also for the suicide prevention. Trendy Trev here on the mic, your daily program, National Talk Black, and a big shout out to NERS, go across the country, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and Yarn Armstrong. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Diddley brother, Carlu Miller. He's from Kirraloo, and that's our care workers in South Australia. And we got the brother who's working as an aged care worker. And a very good morning, Carlu. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where you from, bro?
Born and raised in Adelaide. My dad's from Sedona, which is far west coast. My mum's from York Peninsula.
Fantastic. Big shout out to your mob. So you're a care worker with Kirraloo. Is that how you pronounce Kirraloo?
Kirrayallo.
Kirrayallo. Yeah. Sorry, my brother. Kirrayallo, mm-hmm. who are an organisation that have care workers looking after, from youth all the way right through to elders.
To elders, yeah.
And the hat that you wear, you're an aged care worker.
Yeah, I'm an aged care connector at Kirrayallo. So.
Okay, brother. How long have you been doing that job?
3 months.
3 months? Yeah. Oh, new kid on the block.
Yeah, new one on the block.
And what did you do before that, bro?
Before that, I was a culture mentor. Done that for like a year and a bit.
Yeah.
And decided to go work with the elders.
Good, beautiful. And look, you can learn a lot of the elders. Mm-hmm. And if they want to growl you, they'll growl you.
Yeah.
But they're our elders, they're our wise ones.
Yep.
So you can learn a lot from them. And you're there as a student, even though you're a carer.
Yeah.
You learn a lot of them, yeah? Yeah.
They teach me a lot of stuff that I don't know, so...
Good. Okay, brother. So give us a description of your job. What does your day entail in regarding when you turn up for work? Tell us your journey there, brother.
Thursdays I run a elders program. Like, I go out to the men's shed, sit them down. Mm. They have yarns amongst each other.
Good.
I'll take them out.
So you got like a mini bus, do you?
Yeah, like we own like a little mini bus.
Sure.
That we'll go pick them up in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just go back to that shed and just talk amongst each other and catch up with the other elders.
And what age are we talking when we're talking men?
Oh, yeah, these are like, I would say like 50 to upwards.
Okay, sure enough, fair enough, okay. Yeah. And you sit there amongst the yarning circle?
Yeah, like I sit amongst them and... Talk mm-hmm. with them, and sometimes we play pool table. And
There's activities that are going on?
Yeah.
Yeah? And we try to feed, have a feed?
Yeah, we cook for them as well.
Yeah.
For the day. Have a couple of teas with each other.
Good, good. And this is every Thursday you do that?
Yeah, every Thursday, yeah.
Okay. In Adelaide City itself?
Yeah,
in Adelaide. This all happens in Adelaide? Yep. Yeah. And is there stuff that goes on like that for our women?
Yeah, there's a women's group that... Carrie Ann runs on a Thursday.
So you have female care workers as well as male care workers and working with men's business and women's business, which is great.
Yep.
Yeah, fantastic, bro. And what time would you start in the morning?
9, and I'll finish at 5.
9 to 5. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. Is that Monday to Friday only?
Yeah, Monday to Friday.
And then is there any, when you say care workers, so are we talking about elders living in their house and you go to the house? And care for them for the day as an individual, or you do a whole group thing?
Like, I'll go there and sign them up to an aged care facility. Like, if they need someone to go out to clean their houses, do their yard, stuff like that, come to me and I hook them up.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, good, 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 good. So you got a team of people with Kirrayallo?
Kirrayallo.
Kirrayallo?
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Thank you. Everybody's jaw trying to pronounce it there, cuss. Kirrayallo. Yeah. So underneath the care workers, you also have, like... cleaners and handymen and women and yard cleaners and all that facility. Is that right?
No, we've got...
Well, you work with other organisations or companies that do that?
No, it's just us, but we've got youth mentors and support workers as well. So.
So male and female, so would you go into their houses and help cook for the elders, that sort of stuff, you know?
No. I don't do that. I'm just the one that...
No, but you would have care workers that do that sort of job.
No.
Okay, so the elders are looked after...
Yeah, they live in their own houses. And if they want to get onto aged care, they come to me or Kerry Ann.
All right, so your support arm, you could say.
Yeah, like we're their support.
And look, brother, we're all going to get there one day.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to be elders, whatever, so let's look after our elders. And, yeah, the old saying, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Let's look after them, give them a beautiful life, you know, because one day we'll be there. And you also want to show the pathway of next young ones coming through, you better look after me when I get old, sort of thing, you know. Now, Adelaide is very strong in its football, when we talk about Port Adelaide and the Crows and what have you.
Yep.
You follow AFL?
Yeah, I'm Port Adelaide.
Are you Port Adelaide? Yeah. There you go, brother.
Yes, man.
Represent.
Yep.
Give a big shout out there to cousin Shay Cockatoo Collins, who had a season down there, stint down there.
Yep.
And you're Port Adelaide, so you nothing to do with the road. All any bets?
Nah.
Love you, brother, but you're on the other side.
That's the other side.
No, that's too deadly, my brother. So, listen, you got siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I've got three brothers. One lives in Townsville.
Oh, up here, up this way.
Another two is back in Adelaide.
Back in Adelaide,
two sisters.
And two sisters, all right, thank you. They in this industry?
One is my youngest brother. Hmm. He's a support worker.
With the same company? Same?
Nah, different company.
Different company. Oh, your position,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
My oldest, I think he's in the mines.
Yep.
And the one in Townsville, I think he's a... I don't know what he does.
There you go. Chase him up, find out what he does, especially on his payday. Brother, yeah, I'm here. Look, deadly talking with you, Carlo Miller, too deadly. Aged care worker with Kururulo. And look, fantastic. South Australia, keep doing what you do, my brother. Good to see you at the conference here. There's some deadly speakers. You'll be picking up a lot of good information regarding you, the job that you do, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so big shout out to all our speakers. And go in there with an open mind, brother. Get your pen and paper ready. Take notes.
I will.
And we are all students for life and learn as we go along, my brother. But good yarn with you. Thank you for your yarn.
All good.
Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Big shout to all your mob down there in Adelaide. And we'll yarn throughout the next 2 days, brother.
Ah, no worries.
Yeah, too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Carlo Miller, his name is. Aged care worker all the way from Adelaide, South Australia. Kururulo. And look, doing a fantastic job there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here, Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the Pullman Hotel here on Abbot Street for the outdoor broadcast for this daily conference, National First Nation Elders Wellbeing Greater Choices for Aged Care Conference, also Mental Health Conference, and also Prevention of Suicide. So look, three-pronged spear, fantastic for the next 2 days. And big shout out to Indigenous Conference Services, ICS, and Thomas Gulligan and his daily team. Had a yarn with him earlier, but stay tuned to your daily live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service, and stay tuned for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Come on. Switches, trim and tilt, here it won. Fiberglass, license C, 85 Mercury, registration, YKE. Yellow, my lemon on my villa. This fat beat, be the rilla. All my ballers, we your cray killers. Come with me, and you might have the opportunity to see the Great Barrier Reef for free.
I've been cruising up a tea time. With my dinghy go for sock-a-lock. The salt water is my road, is my road, is my road. I'm at the tilt outboard and passing go. Roots while I walk away, all the way. I guess I gotta walk away, all the way. Roots while I walk away, all the way. I guess I gotta walk away, all the way.
Straight up, Mr. Nye. I love a nice...
To Daddy Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Pullman Hotel here in Cairns. Outdoor broadcast with Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come through BBM, Bummer Brippin Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, Yarn Up Strong Tool, our Deadly Mob out there. And we're here for the outdoor broadcast for the National First Nation Elders Wellbeing, Greater Choices for Aged Care Conference, also for Mental Health Conference, and also Prevention of Suicide. So three-pronged spear, look, very important, these yarns. And big shout out to ICF, Indigenous Conference Services, who create this fantastic platform, the space, for our mob to yarn and talk about our success and moving forward and closing gaps in all facets. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the Deadly Sister, Andrea Kelly, Interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner. A very good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so my mob's from the Northern Territory. My grandfather's side's Larrakia, up from Darwin area, and grandmother around Tennant Creek, so Warramungu. But I grew up on Aranda country, so family all across the territory.
Mm-hmm. There you go, fruit salad, connections fruit everywhere.
Everywhere.
They say 6 degrees of separation, with blackfellas only 2. There it is, join the dots. Thank you for coming to the program. So, Interim First Nation Aged Care Commissioner, congratulations, appointed in January this year, first ever First Nation person.
Yeah, yeah. So, this position was a recommendation from the Aged Care Royal Commission. Mm. The Royal Commission found that aged care in this country was culturally unsafe for our mob. Yes. So, this was a recommendation, and the government stood up and said, yes, we will appoint someone to this position, and I started in the role in January this year.
All right, fantastic. So leading up to the role, what did you do beforehand?
So I've had a 33-year career in the Australian Public Service.
Okay.
So, yes, I started when I was about 12.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. No, I wish. But, yes, yeah, so I've had a long career working in government,
yes.
mainly in the Northern Territory, working in mainstream departments. One of the things I'm really most proud of is the work I did in remote communities in the Territory around early childhood.
Yes.
Making sure that our little ones have that education before school.
Mm.
And most recently, before I started in this role, I was instrumental in establishing the Territory Stolen Generations Scheme.
Yes.
And we've had a session on that this morning, so it's really great to see that that scheme's still going. And, you know, the more of our Stolen Generation survivors out there who were removed from those territories, you know, they can access that till 2026. So
we're talking open wombs. We're talking history of Australia, and we still got a lot of gaps to close.
Mm.
We as black people, we've got the solutions to our own problems. So when you're talking about deadly conferences like so very important that our mob around the table, this is the 21st century yarning circle, you could say.
Mm.
And very important we have these conversations to drive the vehicle forward and looking after our elders and, of course, our children and what have you. Children are our future, elders are our wise mentors, you know, so it's a very important space,
yeah,
Andrea.
Yeah, and you know, like I've spent this year engaging right across the country. I held over 136 consultations nationally, and I opened for submissions as well. So it was really important for me to talk to our elders, their families, carers, providers around aged care needs for our elders. And our old people. And so that's what I've really been doing. So I think, you know, we laugh that I spent around 70,000 kilometres in commercial aeroplanes, 10,000 kilometres in cars, and that doesn't include the charter flights or ferries.
In and out of suitcases and hotels and what
hotels,
have you, you know.
Yeah.
And look, and all for the passion. Yes, it is your job, your profession as such, but it's a powerful vehicle as such, you know, when we're talking about moving, going forward. And Andrew, you will agree, you can't beat black on black. When our mob are working with our mob, that would be the best ingredient.
Absolutely. And one of the things I really... You know, people used to say to me, you must be exhausted, you know, all that travel you're doing and that. But when you sit down with mob, and particularly our elders, and you're learning from them and you're listening to them, and that's so important. And, you know, they you know, really respect that you want to hear from them.
Yes.
And I went to communities, you know, where governments and consultants don't go.
Grassroots.
Yeah, instead of going to the same communities and talking to the same people.
Ticking the boxes.
Yeah, I went everywhere.
Deep. Yeah.
Yeah, and but that real connection and spiritual feeling I felt after talking to elders, I was never exhausted.
You know, exactly. And then you got the the support from your elders from the other side.
Mm.
And there's the connection as well with the elders and spiritual connection. That helps in the journey. It helps in your job and the vehicle that we're driving.
Yeah, and you know, that whole every day I wake up, I think of my nanas, you know, and the things
exactly.
that they never had, and the paths that they had to forge, and how hard it was for them, and what they didn't have.
Sure.
So every day, you know, waking up thinking about them, and making sure that our elders now and in the future, they don't have what others didn't have.
And here we are in the 21st century, and we're still talking about closing gaps.
Yep.
We sound like a broken record, but it is what it is.
Mm.
Still a lot of work to be done. Sometimes government put their head in the sand. White Australia seems to ignore it sometimes. You know? We're the only first world country on planet Earth that doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people.
Yep.
So and to move forward, walk a mile in our moccasins, so to speak.
Yep.
I understand what we're going through. They talk about... I don't know, Plum disease, poor little old me. But then we talk about Australia as unless we forget.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, exactly.
Hello, two-way street, is it not?
Yeah, no, and you know, you're right. We can't pretend that we don't have a history in this country, and I think that a lot of people do. And, you know, none of it's about assigning blame. It's about understanding both, you know, like, for you know, your listeners out there, if you have never seen what I look like, you know, I'm white skin, blue eyes. I can't help that side of my heritage. Mm. But, you know, I know my culture. I'm grounded in it, absolutely.
Yep.
But we got to understand the history of this country. And there's two sides to it, but we always hear one side.
Well, exactly. And Australia has a history, good or bad, black or white. Mm-hmm. But the history is a history.
Yep.
And we're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth.
Yep.
Embrace it.
Yep.
It's your culture. It's your country, is it not, you know?
Yeah.
And we talk about, they make movies about Egypt, you know, and Cleopatra.
Yep.
That's only 10,000 years ago.
Yeah.
60,000 years ago. Hello.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think, as you say, every Australian should embrace our culture, you know, and we should be proud of it because we talk about we were the first doctors and engineers and scientists and, you know, but
professionals in all fields, all industries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we should be embracing those things, yeah.
Andrew Kelly, very good talking with you. Thank you so very much. Interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner. Congratulations. Here I wear the hats and Cairns as the first Indigenous councillor of the Cairns Regional Council. So we both first.
First.
So thank you very much for your yarn. All the best to you. Look, travel safe. Enjoy your time here on our country here. And big shout out to the traditional owners here. And thank you for your yarn, my dear.
Thank you so much
you
for having me.
Take care, sister.
Thank deadly. You.
Beautiful yarn there. Andrea Kelly, Interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner, here at the National First Nations Elders Wellbeing Conference. That's the Greater Choices for Aged Care Conference. Also Mental Health Conference and also Suicide Prevention Conference. So, look, big shout out. Indigenous Conference Services are doing a fantastic job. That's Thomas Callaghan and his team and yarning up strong here on BBM. Bamba Bripa Media, BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, goes across the country via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team based in there at Brisbane at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. So that's deadly teamwork, and teamwork makes the dream work. And we have our deadly yarns on this fantastic platform. Too Deadly, stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Like I said, live here at the Pullman Hotel. Keep smiling, mob. You're too deadly. National Talk Black.
Should do. I knew I had no better things to do than getting wasted. I'm just another brother trying hard to make a payslip. Now once I got the money rolling in my way, I can finally live my dreams and see a better day. For my kid's sake, I pray to the Lord that give me reason to step up on the mic. I'll be the last while I'm breathing. Every day I gotta hustle, people looking me wrong. I'm just trying to find a way and escape from the storm. Trying to make a better future, better life for my kids, so they don't have to struggle the same way daddy did. I ain't trying to say my daddy didn't try hard. He did the best he could, and I thank you, Father. So I strive to achieve my goals every day, and every night I pray, Lord, please show me your
way. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out, a way out. Yeah, I'm looking for a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out, a way out. Yeah, I'm looking for a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out. I hope my life changes for the better, not for worse. I'm sick and tired of this feeling being low down in the dirt. Perhaps it's my integrity that keeps me from insanity. Keep this in mind, you need to find your serenity. Escape from the misery. You best believe things in life never come for free. You gotta put in work, never doubt your dreams. Cause if you do, then you're taking the easy way out of standard battle. And your inner demons just strive for a better life.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know what it's like. I did it once before and it wasn't pretty. From the things that I saw when I was growing up, it inflicted so much pain that I almost gave up on life. Thoughts of not being here really changed my mind on how it was meant to be. Everybody's looking for a way out to succeed in life. Yeah, to succeed in life. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out, a way out. Yeah, I'm looking for a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out, a way out. Yeah, I'm looking for a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out.
There's a way out. There's a way, there's a way, way out.
There's a way,
there's a way,
there's a way,
there's a way.
looking for. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out. Yeah, I'm looking for a way out. Everybody's looking for a way out, a way out.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing, memories, oh yes, yes. Somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Well, I'm from T.I. too. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Well, I'm from T.I. too. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Well, I'm from T.I. too.